Macmillan Audio presents Let the Record Show, a political history of ACT UP New York, 1987 to 1993, by Sarah Schulman. Read for you by Rosalind Coleman Williams, with a preface and conclusion read by the author.
Dedicated to us. The AIDS Coalition to Unleash Power is a diverse, nonpartisan group of individuals united in anger and committed to direct action to end the AIDS crisis.
Note to readers. Let the Record Show is a look at the individuals who created ACT UP New York. While ultimately there were 148 chapters of ACT UP around the world, each acted autonomously. New York was the mothership, and my study focuses exclusively on that community covering the years 1987 to 1993. AIDS is not over. Out of the 100,000 New Yorkers who have died of AIDS, 1,779 died in 2017. As of 2019, more than 700,000 people had died of AIDS in the United States, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, including 16,350 in 2017, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. As of 2019, according to the UNAIDS, 32 million people worldwide had died of AIDS, with around 690,000 deaths in 2018. ACT UP New York still exists. Learn more at http://actupny.com.
Preface. This is a book in which all people with acquired immune deficiency syndrome, AIDS, or with the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, are equally important. Their experiences all matter. Therefore, their contributions to transforming the AIDS paradigm are represented as dynamic, interlocking parts of a bigger picture. In recent years, the representations of the AIDS Coalition to Unleash Power, ACT UP, and AIDS activism in popular culture have narrowed almost to the level of caricature. By decentralizing, yet still accurately representing, the remarkable contribution of those with the most access, while juxtaposing those efforts with the phenomenal work of people with less access, a deeper, more complex world is revealed. People who must have change choose the playbook their social position demands. Historicizing ACT UP as an organizational nexus of a larger culture of resistance by people with AIDS, PWAs, invites all of us in the present to imagine ourselves as potentially effective activists and supporters, no matter who we are. The story of ACT UP New York is much larger than its legendary Monday night meetings. It is a political and emotional history of liaisons, associations, relationships, coalitions, and influences that cumulatively create a crucial reality of successfully transformative struggle under the most dire of circumstances. I first started observing and writing about AIDS in the early 1980s when I was a 24-year-old City Hall reporter for the New York Native, a gay male newspaper. I would go to press conferences given by Mayor Ed Koch to raise concerns about the inability of the New York City Council to pass a basic gay rights bill protecting New Yorkers from discrimination in housing, jobs, and public accommodations, like restaurants. When AIDS became apparent to me around 1982, I began to ask questions about the looming crisis. In this way, by chance, I was able to cover early stories like gay businesses being denied advertising space because of AIDS hysteria, and the first case of AIDS diagnosed in the Soviet Union.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?